How do you do, radio friends? The National Broadcasting Company greets you again from Symphony Hall in Boston. This is Ben Grauer speaking from one of the upper balconies of this famed auditorium of music, where we've gathered again today to attend another rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra under its distinguished conductor, Charles Münch. There's been an interval in the rehearsal of the orchestra, and the men are coming back on the stage now as you look out from our booth and down some 30, 40 feet onto the stage, and I can see the men have reassembled and are awaiting the appearance any moment of Mr. Münch. Chatting with him a little while ago, I told by him that there's going to be a rehearsal now, in a sense a rehearsal premiere, of a new work for the Boston Symphony, the Prokofiev Symphony No. 6 in E-flat minor, one of the latest works of this great Russian composer, in fact written only 3 or 4 years ago. The Sixth Symphony has been described as a work of unusual harmonies and a texture of extreme complexity, particularly, I think, in the latter movements. Prokofiev himself says that the first movement is agitated in character, lyrical in places, austere in others. It certainly is a leading example of the latest works of this great modernist. Ah, there's Mr. Münch. He's just coming through the doors, open to the side of the auditorium, walking to the center of the stage. He'll pick up his baton in a moment and call the rehearsal to order. So let's leave our booth and go downstage for Charles Münch, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in rehearsal of the Prokofiev Sixth Symphony.
Crescendo. The trombone before two. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven and eight bar before two. Ba-da. Crescendo is important. Number one, please. Number one. Here, tempo. Here, the real tempo. Number one. Yes. Ya la la la, ya la la la, understand. Yes, mouth, mezzo forte. After three, one, two, three, for the fifth bar, please. First violin and cello. The fifth bar after three. Violin and cello. Not in tune. Not in tune. Ah. Encore. Encore. bémol. Do the same, please. One. Now tutti number three. Yam, bam, bam. Yes, Now, forte, coste. Timpani. Thank you.
crescendo in the horn and quick or diminuendo. All right, gentlemen. 20. 20. Exact. The rhythm is not exact. So. Flop more precision. It is very agitato. Look, perhaps just an example. 23. 23. Play 24 bars. 23. You're not finished together. 23. Yes. And you have a point on the last note. The same. Once more, this development.
Ah, there's a pause signaled by our conductor, Charles Münch. This will give us a moment to identify another of the rehearsal broadcasts of the Boston Symphony Orchestra coming to you from Symphony Hall in Boston. The orchestra under the direction of Charles Münch in its first reading of the intricate modern work by Sergei Prokofiev, his Symphony No. 6 in E-flat minor. You must have noticed, as we do up here in our booth, with the frequent pauses and directions which Mr. Münch is giving, his insistence on complete accuracy in the face of the unusual harmonies and non-symmetrical rhythms of this very modern work by Prokofiev. The numbers, of course, which he refers to from time to time, are to guide the men in their rehearsals to various sections in the score. He's ready again to continue, so downstage to Charles Münch and the Boston Symphony in rehearsal.
Più animato. Ya-ta-ta-ta, ya-ta-ta-ta. I understand. Yes. No, it's better. Not clear. Ya-ta-ta-ta. I don't understand. 21. What is that? 21. 21. Fortissimo. The battery alone, 27. Yes. 27. Now the battery alone.
Too much, too much.
Twenty-nine. The Piatti. Too late. On the, yes, not on the beat. 28. 28, please. It's coming alone, but not the diminuendo. 32. Tutti. Bah! And now, read solo for. Soon. Misterioso. Ciari now. Molto cantilene. Ciari. Molto. Two bars before 36. Si fa si yam badam. Si molto crescendo. Yeah. sempre diminuendo. Dritt, bassi.
Not heard a tam-tam. Second movement.
Well, there's the end of the first movement of the Prokofiev Symphony No. 6. Apparently, Mr. Minch, with his exacting standards, is satisfied with the rehearsal thus far of that portion, and we will have time for some part of the second movement of the symphony. It's marked andante. It's in somewhat lighter and more singing style than the first. Here's Charles Minch in the Boston Symphony.
In the first violin. Forty-two. I think it's too much for the second violin, viola, and third and fourth horn, and 32 to play mezzo forte. It's not clear. Play not too loud. 42, it's not interesting. 42. Tutti.
Yeah.
Now we've returned to our booth. The radio schedules require that we say goodbye in the next few moments to another of the rehearsal broadcasts of Charles Münch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra. We've been attending this rehearsal, in fact, this first reading by the Boston Symphony Orchestra of this relatively new work by the great Russian modernist Sergei Prokofiev, the Symphony No. 6 in E-flat minor. With Charles Münch and the Boston Symphony Orchestra, this is Ben Grauer speaking in another of this series of broadcasts produced by John Wright, which come to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.